Cape Talk. Food.
Right, well, lots of councillor messages still coming through, but we're going to set those aside just for now and focus on something much lighter and more delicious as we talk food. And I will reflect on some more of the ward councillor messages after 2 o'clock, so you can keep them coming. Your voice notes to 072-567-1567 or SMSs to 31567. Right now, though, it's time to deliver on a promise, because late last month we told you how a Cape Town restaurant had been voted the best pizzeria in Africa at the 50 Top Pizza Awards, handed out in the very home of pizza in Naples. And I promised you then that we would get them in for a longer conversation. Happy to deliver on that promise today as we welcome to the studio Massimo Orione, the owner of Massimo's in Hout Bay. Absolutely great to have you with us. Welcome.
Thanks, Pippa. Thanks for having me here.
And of course, we're going to be gorging on the topic of pizza and Massimo's own story. But of course, Massimo's, if you've been there, you know, serves more than just pizza, all kinds of other Italian delicacies as well. So if you have questions, if you'd like to know something about the ingredients they use, or a particular dish that's always intrigued you or that you've loved, this is your chance to phone in with a question or comment on 021-446-0567. I know we have a lot of regulars in the audience, because every time we mention pizza, somebody sends an SMS saying the best pizza in Cape Town is at Massimo's. So if you want to tell us about your favorite dish and what makes them so special, we'd also welcome those voice notes on 072-567-1567. I mean, Massimo, let's start by saying again, congratulations on this award. For the sake of those who missed our last chat in July, won't you just explain how significant this 50 Top Pizza accolade is?
It's something very big for us. It's a recognition of what we have done for the last 10 years. It took us a long time to get where we are, and it wasn't easy at the beginning. Mm. We had nights with one table, and it was hard, especially the first couple of winters. The last few years has been growing and growing, and since you talked about it last week, we have been sending away so many people. So please book in advance. Don't just drive. Even if you're just a pizzeria, you need to book.
I mean, I'm delighted to hear that you're so busy on the back of this win. And I mean, just remind us, these awards, besides the recognition, I mean, this is international recognition, not only of your food, but of the service at the restaurant,
exactly,
the ambiance. It's the whole package. It's a real feather in the cap of your whole
staff.
Yeah,
it's the whole package. It's not just the pizzas. It's also other dishes that we do. It's the whole service that we do, the atmosphere that we can recreate. I think we are a happy place, and people, especially when you come when the restaurant is full, is a different thing than when a restaurant is half empty. Everyone looks happy, and you don't mind if you have to wait a bit longer. Especially the last week, everyone was ordering pizza, so the kitchen wasn't doing much. So please, if you come, try also the other dishes. Everything is good.
We'll talk about some of the other dishes just now, but let's just talk a little bit about the history and your story, Massimo. As our listeners can obviously hear, you're from Italy, not from South Africa.
I'm Italian, yes, from Piemonte, which is not a pizza area. It's on the northwest. It's not an area where we do food with a lot of garlic and chili. It's much creamy and northern style. But I was in IT, working in IT until 2000.
Really?
I was in London. I met my wife, Tracy. She's from Liverpool. And in 2000, I said, that's it, I have enough. It was good money, but it was so boring, and I just didn't like it. We didn't know what to do, and of course, if you are Italian, the food is the first thing that you think about. We moved first, I had a little experience with a restaurant in London, the same restaurant where we had our wedding. It was so good that we decided to become partner, an Italian Venetian restaurant. It didn't work out, so we promised never to have a restaurant again. And of course, now we have it. Then we moved to France. We had a gîte, which is like a agriturismo, like a big old farm out that we were renting to mainly British clients. And in the evening, we were cooking for them, not only Italian, but Tracy is a great cook, much better than me. And we were doing Indian and French and English. And then we installed a small oven from Italy. I built it up. I built a roof. It was beautiful. And we started doing a pizza for our clients first, and then for all the Brits expats living around us. But the first winter that we were in France, we discovered South Africa, and we got the bug. So we came back every year. It took us 7 years to sell there, to get the visa to move here. So in 2008, we finally opened Massimo's Pizza Club. First, we were subletting a cafe during the day. We were subletting in the evening. We only had four staff. And slowly we grow, and eventually we took the whole place. And now we've got more than 20 staff. We can sit between inside and outside, probably 130 people.
Sure.
So it's a big thing. We had to install a bigger oven. The one we had before wasn't enough because we also do takeaway.
It's an amazing story of success. And as you say, when you consider where you started, I believe you were literally preparing ingredients in your own home kitchen and taking them across to the restaurant.
Yes, right. Every night we were loading everything in the car. At night, putting everything back for the coffee the morning after. Mm. So it was really hard work. Now I take it a bit more easy. I got 20 people. I got two managers. And I work, but I enjoy the...
And you're open 7 days a week and 130 covers full. I mean... For a restaurateur to look at a restaurant, as you say, in the middle of the Cape Town winter, cold and wet outside, and one table in your restaurant, did you ever think this isn't worth it, this isn't working? Did you think of giving up?
No, we knew it would have worked eventually. One thing I'd suggest to everyone, if you want to open a restaurant, you have to have enough money to back you up for the first few years.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make any debt to open it, because then you will be in trouble.
Okay, that's wise advice. So
it
enough
is,
savings to float you for the
first
few months.
Yeah, I have seen so many, even from Italy, they moved here. After 1 year, they went back because they couldn't survive.
Okay.
So you have to have, we were lucky enough to have some found apart to save us the first few years, yeah.
Now let's talk about the dishes on the menu, and we'll talk in depth about the pizza, but it's much, much more than pizza. You've got beautiful starter platters. You've got a huge range of salads and pastas and Italian tapas, as well as the pizzas. You said your particular region of Italy is known for the creamier sauces and not necessarily for pizza. Do you reflect your Piedmontese
heritage
on the menu?
For example, on Piemonte, we have a truffle. So we do a pizza with truffle, which is beautiful, with truffle cream. On our area, we also do bagna cauda, which is a sauce made with anchovies and butter and garlic. So we often do it as a starter with roast pepper or roast vegetables, or we have it on a pizza with peppers and the bagna cauda itself. So we try to combined everything. You know, we also have a Mexican pizza with chili con carne. We do an American pizza we roasted the meat on the oven all night on a kind of nice smoky sauce. So we try to be open. We have the traditional pizzas that everyone expects in an Italian restaurant. And then we have a few different that try to be a bit more inventive.
Okay. Now, I mean, I know the purists will say it's got to be a specific kind of flour and a specific kind of mozzarella on the pizza, or if you're from Naples, in some places, no mozzarella at all. It sounds like you're a little bit more creative than that and prepared to play around.
We battled for a few years for not having chicken on the pizza because... It's something that I can't see how it works. But people are so insisting, and now we have pizza, we have chicken anyway in a Caesar salad. Okay. So if someone wants it on the pizza, it's not a problem. If someone wants banana, I even give them banana. But when they get the bill on the sign, on the line where it says extra banana, it says extra banana, oh dear, don't tell Massimo.
Okay. How about pineapple? There's an
pineapple
ongoing
we do,
debate.
Yeah. Pineapple. We have the usual Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. But I call it a suocera, which means a mother-in-law, because it was always the request from my mother-in-law.
Okay.
So when I decided to do it, I dedicated to hiring my mother-in-law,
okay,
which I love.
Now, there's so many elements to your story that I want to touch on, and I'm so glad that Althea has raised one of them for me on the WhatsApp line, saying many people are not aware that Massimo has the biggest heart and does so much for the local community by helping, not only by donating pizzas, but helping with his time. Heart Bay has seen many disasters, and he's been present at all of these when the community has come together. An amazing human being. Althea, thank you for that message. And I wanted to ask you about this, because when I looked at your menu, the first thing that jumped out at me was the section called Charity Pizza and Pasta, and a counter on your website counting the number of slices donated and causes supported. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, I think it's one of the reason for our success. We are part of the community. Without being part of the community, you can't survive, because when the times are hard, like winter, you need the client that they keep coming every week or every 2 weeks.
Mm.
You know, we are lucky. Pizza is one of the food that you keep eating week after week. You're never bored. So 5 years ago, we started to have this, me and my wife started to have this idea of having those charities dishes. It's not only pizza. For example, for every water we sell, we give R1 to a specific cause. For every starter is another. So we have several, some of the wine, the Aperol. So we support more than 10 different charities, and every week, 5 run from this dish, 2 from another, 1 from another. Like this week, because it was very good, we collected 2,700 runs. Which it,
in 1 week?
In 1 week.
It's, fantastic, yeah.
You know, then it becomes smaller because you divide it in 10, but it's a lot of money.
It's more than they had at the start of the week.
But
yeah.
For me, I'm very happy to give this money away because it comes back in many other ways.
Yeah. Some of it's really personal to you, too. I see that one of the beneficiaries of your collections is the Sunflower Fund, and I believe you've got a very personal connection.
Yeah, when I started doing the pizzas, I was cooking myself every single pizza. Nobody touched them. They were topping them and raised my other guys, but I was the one putting them in the oven. I was already sick, but I had a long time, blood sickness called polycythemia vera. I discovered when I was even in France. Mm-hmm. And it gave me a lot of problems, but I was still able to work. But then in 2012, I became very sick, and they told me that it has become a leukemia, and that I had 7 months' time to have a transplant, or I would have died.
Wow.
I still remember that night when the doctor told us, our first thing is what we do with the restaurant. We tried to sell it, we couldn't because it was very rushed. So we just gave it away to a guy to run it on his own name for us. And we went back to Italy. My sister was the donor. Luckily, I have 3 sisters. One was 100% compatible. And in Italy, is all paid by the government, so it was the ideal situation to go back to Italy. We were away for 10 months. I came back a new man. Mm-hmm. And now I run alpha marathons and I do everything.
Yeah.
So since then, we see slightly different the business. It's not just anymore a business. It's more a way to give back to the community that supported the restaurant when we were closed. So we started slowly to add. We started with one, which was the Luna Pizza, which Luna is my dog, a border collie. For each one that we sell, we give 5 rand to Darg. And then slowly we added for the Sunflower, and we got the other charity we support. They are Aubay Pets, Border Collie Rescue. Shagam is a young guy from Hamburg who looks after animals. The Underdog. Underdog is a project that pair troubled kids with dogs from Dark.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped those kids to build up self-esteem.
Yeah.
He also gives those dogs more chances of being adopted. Then we support the EMS, the local ambulance, Crime Community Protection, Cronendal Muse Academy, Grassy Love in a Bowl, Dennis Goldberg House of Hope that are building now in Aubay. And the Sunflower Fund, which is my heart. With the Sunflower Fund, if I can just say it, in 2 weeks, I'm doing the Everest Challenge in Joburg. It's crazy.
I know those stairs and I know what that is. So that's not the Mountain Everest. It is the Westcliff stairs in
exactly.
Joburg.
But we have to go up and down 170 times to do the equivalent
of climbing Everest.
Yeah, but it's in my team, it's 5 of us. One on the team is Sarah, which is the first.
Oh, Sarah Camano, yes.
Exactly.
She's with us, I think, in a week or 2's time,
perfect.
So I'll be sure to ask her
so,
about it.
So, you know, she will do much more than me, I'm sure.
For those who've never been to Joburg or never been up the Westcliff stairs, trust me when I say it is a steep ascent and it is daunting. It is what athletes do in Joburg when they're training for a big race or for a big climb of any kind. They do the Westcliff stairs, but to do it once is hard enough. To do it 170 times in 15 hours is unbelievable. Well, good luck
for
that. Massimo, I have to mention another aspect of the business which I really love is your commitment to sustainability. And thank you, Caroline, for reminding me about this, saying Massimo is a huge anti-single-use plastic activist too and has made huge strides in this area around bottled water. Please get him to expand on that. Bravo, Massimo. I'm a big fan, says Caroline. I know you actually filter your own water on site,
we bottle our own water. It's a system that every restaurant could rent. They give you the glass bottle, reusable.
Yep.
So you save space because you don't have to buy the water every time. You're saving waste of plastic. It is a fantastic way. And then we got rid of all the plastic containers for the takeaway. We use biodegradables. also for the chili container and everything.
Fantastic.
We use a paper straw, so we try not to use them at all. We want to educate people that you can drink with your lips.
But there are alternatives, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Massimo, I'm going to ask you to put your headphones on so that you can hear both a voice note and a caller. Let's start with the caller, because Lara is on the line from Claremont, and I believe you ate at Massimo's yesterday. Lara, good afternoon.
Hi there. Hi, Massimo. We came, obviously, because you won the award, but we didn't live too far. And I sent a WhatsApp to my husband this morning saying he spoiled pizzas. We can never eat another pizza anywhere else again. So thankfully, you're not too far from us, but it really was fantastic. I don't know, I had something with caramelized onions and truffle oil or something like that, and bacon or... It was really fantastic. And your staff were, we were watching them because we were sitting very near the oven where they were slicing it. And there was a lady there humming to herself, very happy. And the manager was running around, but you were not there.
No, yesterday took a day off.
Okay, fair enough. Laura, thank you so much. How lovely to hear that immediate feedback. I mean, you don't get fresher off the grill than that, or out of the pizza oven, I should say. Truffle oil and caramelized onion. Okay, my heart is singing. What would she have eaten? Which pizza was that?
I think she was probably having the Alba pizza, which is the one with the... But I don't think there's caramelized onion in that one.
Okay.
But there's a white pizza, no tomato. Mm-hmm. It's got cooked parma ham and brie cheese. Ooh. It's beautiful. It's
sounds
very nice.
Absolutely wonderful. Let's take a listen to a voice note that's come through as well.
Hi Pippa, I took my mom to Massimo's on Saturday evening. We did book, thankfully, and it was a buzzing, great setting. Recently moved to Half Bay, and it's so lovely to have such a great restaurant just down the road. The service was impeccable and just such fun, great people to deal with, as well as absolutely delicious pizza and pasta. Anybody who gets opportunity should go and visit.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very difficult to work with my oven because it's so hot. So my guys are doing a great job. And on Saturday, I had to help them for a couple of hours. It reminded me how hard it is. Mm. I was completely sweaty. And maybe it could be that every 20 pizza, one doesn't come out exactly as you wanted. But when you are in such a rush, you know, we are humans, so you can't be 100%. And we are not like McDonald's that everything comes out.
Churned out, mass-produced. Yeah, it really is individualized. Right, a question about the pizza itself. I know you go for a very thin, light base.
Yep.
Many purists are insistent about the kind of flour, the tipo, that's got to be used. Do you import any of those ingredients, or do you find local?
Not the flour.
Okay.
The flour we use, we found the best South African flour, Eureka Mills.
Oh, fantastic. The stone ground,
It's great. It's stone ground, is a non-GMO, so it's guaranteed that it's pure.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really good. And it's slightly darker than white flour. So it gives you that, another, for me, it's special. And then we use the cheese from Davide in Puglia cheese, which is my top man. He makes the cheese the same way they make it in Italy. And he is great. He's a great guy.
So local suppliers for just
local
about everything?
Yeah, no, some of the things you have to buy, for example, the parmesan, the parma ham, because there isn't an equivalent here. But for the rest, we try to stay local, The tomato passata has to be from Italy.
That too, okay. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the pastas, because we focused a lot on the pizza, but your pasta list is also wonderful. And I see loads of mushroom-based dishes, but also, I mean, you've got the traditional lasagnas and a couple of surprises, though. Squid ink pasta is something I've actually never had the opportunity to try myself. Is it a dish that South Africans are brave about trying?
Actually squid oink.
Yep, squid oink.
The oink.
Oink.
The
okay.
Oink. That was my idea. The oink doesn't come from the squid. It's not the ink.
It's not the ink, it's the oink.
It's the oink of the pork.
Sorry.
Because it's a pasta with chorizo and calamari. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Very nice pasta. Lately, we got the dolce vita with mushrooms. Sometime the mushroom that I pick up myself, but I can't tell you where. the lasagna are beautiful because we get two types, one with meat and one with only ricotta and spinach. And we finish them in the pizza oven so they come nice and crispy.
Crispy,
slightly
top.
Burned. Yeah, very
I'm
nice.
I'm so glad you mentioned the vegetarian lasagna, because you've actually got a whole full vegan menu, full stop. Is
we
that
do.
A recent addition, or is it something you've always
I think we did it. We started a couple of years ago. And we were one of the first to have a non-vegan restaurant to have a dedicated vegan menu.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a success. And we didn't have to add much to it. We just looked at our menu and we said, okay, all those dishes we already have, they are already vegan. So all we have to do is to take them in a different menu.
And present it.
Then we found a nice vegan mozzarella from Urban Vegan. And we got probably, I've got 5 pizzas, 5 pastas, 10 starters.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full menu. The good thing is that now, if you are vegan, you can come with your friend that are not vegan and everyone enjoys it.
And everyone can enjoy the meal together. Fantastic. I have to ask, because I've just been in Italy a couple of weeks ago and I ate in Bologna the best tortellini I've ever eaten in my life. Do you do filled pastas as well?
We do filled pasta. We have another Italian guy, Danilo, and we buy the filled pasta from him. Or sometime we prepare our own filling, mushrooms or meat, and we give it to him. He makes the pasta the right way, send it back to us.
Fabulous. Okay. So final comment is on our WhatsApp line from Julie, simply saying that Massimo and Tracy are legends in Heart Bay, and we are so lucky to have them here, who are doing so much for our community. It's a sentiment that has been echoed time and again on our SMS line and on Twitter, Massimo, that clearly, A, your community loves the food you're serving, but it loves the heart behind that food just as much as the food itself. So congratulations again on the award being recognized as the top pizzeria in Africa. Delighted to hear that it's made full houses for you ever since. And the final question is, now that you do need to book in advance, how do our listeners contact you to do that?
You look at my website, which is massimos.co.za, or you call the number 790-5648.
5648.
Yeah. If it is busy and we don't answer, don't drive, because it means we are already too busy. So sorry, but you know, we can only sit so many bumps and that's it.
And you will be well fed when you get a seat in the restaurant. Massimo, great to have you with us.
One more thing. We didn't mention the paid forward.
Yes.
The paid forward scheme is also something we started probably 4 or 5 years ago. When you come to eat, you can add one or more 10 rand slices. For every 6 slices, I have 1 pizza to give away to people that need. They can be people that deserve it or people that they need it because they can't afford to buy food. And just last year, we gave away more than 500 pizzas.
That's fantastic.
So it's a great thing. It's really, my idea is that everyone, every restaurant, to every business should have something similar. So
to
please,
pay
it forward. It's not my, you can use the name, it's not mine. Just do your own scheme.
On that very happy note, Massimo, great to have you with us. And here's to many more years of wonderful pizza. Can't wait to come and visit myself and try it out.
Thanks very much. Thank you to all my clients and to my staff. They are working very hard.
Indeed. Okay.